Does the board have a need for the pictures?
Usually, once they get submitted for review, they become part of the record for...
The little packet that was sent back, was that all of them?
No, that's about half of them. They look like duplicates, so I sent that half back to you.
Okay.
Case number 9689, Donna and William Blushour, the third, north of Route 9, northwest of Windward Drive, being Lot 20, within Seaspray Village Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Are you both going to speak? Okay, you can. Not like both of you are going to speak, sir. If you both place your hand there, do you both swear or affirm that the information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge? When you go to the podium, just state your name for the record, please.
I'm Donna Fleischauer.
William Fleischauer, third.
Would you explain to the board your problem, how it happened, or so forth?
Okay, because of the shape of the lot is something like a D shape, and when we put the house there, quite a few years ago now, we had a septic system, and we were required to have a certain amount of space for the septic system, the drainage field, the well, everything had to be a certain distance. So when we put the house in that spot, that was kind of the only place we could put it. And what's happened is what everyone else has as a side yard has become our back setback. And there's not the amount of space that you would normally have for a rear setback. And we have our dining area in the house is about 8x9. And since we married about 3.5 years ago, we now have 13 people to seat, and it's becoming quite a crowd in a little space. So we would like to extend that dining area out towards that, what is now the rear setback. And the nature of the homes in the Seaspray development is that they're, when they were put there, the setbacks on the side were about 10 feet. And now even the side setback has changed, apparently. So it's actually kind of, you know, we're at an angle to the other homes in that front line.
Yeah, the shape of the lot does sort of restrict your ability to place.
We were hoping to go, and I had assumed that it was a side yard because it's a side yard to my neighbor, but if we could keep a 10-foot setback, that would be great as far as the size of the room.
No problem with your neighbor on that side?
No. He offered to come to help out if I needed it, but I said I think the nature of the lot is pretty obvious that there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. Any questions from members of the board?
What size is the addition?
Well, I was hoping to do 14 by 20, but I, you know, depending on what setback I can have, you know, that'll change the 20 part. I can't go wider than 14 because of other things.
That would put it within like 11 feet of the line, which is less than the 20, but be about 11 feet.
Your septic's on the 15,000
feet. Well, we're on the sewer now, okay. So we don't even need.
That's done away with.
So my whole drain field is my biggest part of the lot.
And you're, I guess it doesn't fit on the other end. It's the bedroom end of the opposite of the garage.
Exactly.
Just for informational purposes, the lots in Seaspray Village adjacent and going down that street back toward the entrance, they're all around 15 or 16,000 square feet. They're only required 10 foot on the side yard because they're undersized lots and never created before zoning. And the only reason that hers has become the rear is because of the long curvature of the lot that becomes frontage. They don't really, they have a little side, which would be everybody else's rear.
It would otherwise be the side.
Otherwise, it would be the side.
With the 10-foot setback?
Right. Well, it would be. In their case, it would be 15 because it's over 20,000 square foot.
Okay.
But the other lots are more rectangular. They don't have the curvature, so they're at 15. 15 plus.
Any further discussion or questions? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious that it's unique because of its shape and its placement. I don't see where it alters the central character of the neighborhood. It would be a minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion we approve case number 9689.
It's been regularly moved and seconded that we approve case number 9689. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.